Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go again. So far. How you guys doing out there? Yes. This is Seth Johnson once again coming through for you guys. And tonight, this show is going to be romantic. It's going to be about the women that complete us. This is called She Completes Me. And I'm going to have, well, not my girl yet, but you might as well say it. I'm going to have my girl on there, Josh's girl, Charles' girl. No, not Charles, I'm sorry. And, well, James has an issue, and we're going to discuss that. My thoughts, the tea is so good. Okay. See, now I gotta walk to my computer screen. These people are supposed to be calling. I gotta connect them when they call. Okay. And we have our first caller is Tori. Okay, hold on. Let's see. Is she on the line? Is she on the line? And she's on the line. Yes, it's Tori, all the way from Oklahoma. Fairfax, Oklahoma. Tori, say hello.
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 Okay, yeah, that's Tori. So, Tori, you know the topic we're having today, right?
No. Please tell me about it. I forgot.
You're going to embarrass yourself to America like that, Tori?
Oh, no.
Wow, okay. Anyway, we're talking about the women that complete us. Yes. So, Tori, you...
Well, I can't really talk about that.
Well, Tori, you're not here to talk about the women that complete you because you are the woman that completes me.
Oh, okay.
So you're my special guest for today. Yes, you are. We're just going to discuss to America, you know, what type of relationship we have. We don't even have a relationship, but it seems like we do. You know, don't worry about it. Chris is not going to listen to this anytime soon.
Okay.
But, Tori, tell America how special I am to you.
Oh, you're my best friend. Is that good enough?
I don't know, Tori. Is it good enough to you?
Yeah.
It is. So that's what I am to you.
Well, I can't see my boyfriend.
You don't have to say that, Tori. You just say what I am to you.
I just did. I said you're my best friend.
That's all I am to you?
Oh, my God. You're my soulmate.
Tori, don't make me embarrass you.
No, don't, please.
Oh, I'm not. But, Tori, just, oh, my gosh. You express yourself to me all those other times. You can't tell me this time. Come on, Tori. Come on, when I listen to this, I want to be listening to it, not laughing with us, not at you. Come on, Tori. Gosh. Well, hold on, America. Tori, wait, I'm on hold. Be talking to him. Don't be silent on the phone because I'm going to get you.
What? Hello?
Tori, was you silent?
Uh-uh.
What'd you say?
Stuff.
Yeah. But anyway, Tori's being stupid. Well, I'm going to talk about Tori. Okay, hold on. Let me drink my tea. Tori, James is about to call in. Yes, he is. Okay. Oh, my God, his tea is so good. Ooh. Oh, Tori, this is your first show, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Didn't he introduce yourself or nothing? Wow. He couldn't be a host.
I know.
Introduce yourself. Come on, Tori.
What did I say? I'm Tori. I'm a freshman. have a MySpace. Yep, that's about it.
You're going to say you have a MySpace and not give out your MySpace?
No.
Come on, Tori. Oh, my gosh. Are you serious? I will hang up on you.
Do it. See what happens. No, don't. No, do it. See what happens. You didn't. Did you? No, you didn't. No, I'm sorry. Wait.
Tori, what is wrong with you?
Oh, no.
You're embarrassing yourself. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, I'm going to squeeze out again.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, whatever. Well, we're probably not going to stay on topic tonight. I know we're not. As soon as Josh gets on the phone, he's going to be, like, screaming and singing, cussing and shit. I know Josh, I know James is going to stay on topic because he's, like, very, like, business type. So.
Business?
Business.
Oh, dang, sorry.
There you go. Another embarrassment. Oh, my gosh. Sorry.
No, I'm good.
Just racking it up there. Just racking up the points, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm just drinking this tea. Oh my gosh. I'm drinking this like I'm gonna drink you, Tori. Oh my God. So let me stop.
That was in public too.
I know. Don't worry. They know about it. Sorry, it has to happen now. So, okay. Everybody's gonna be hitting me up on my face and be like, "Did you drink her yet?"
Did I what? Wait.
Oh, my gosh. Tori.
There's another one.
Tori. Tori. Tori, when you call here, what happened?
I don't know. Some lady was like, Blogspot Radio. Something like that.
You hear my voice?
Yeah, and then you started talking. And you was talking about your tea and walking to the computer. That's gross. And all that stuff.
Was you nervous?
Yeah. Because I know it's going to embarrass myself. But it's okay. I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. It's funny how we was just mad at each other. It's funny.
Tori, tell them about that. You, though.
Tell them about that, Tori.
Let's don't.
Why not, Tori?
Because it was a personal issue.
No, just tell them how you was mad at me.
I wasn't mad.
At who?
You.
Who's you?
Seth.
Why?
Because I wasn't mad, goodness.
Okay, don't be having an accent on our phone.
I'm not.
Okay, when you listen back to it, you're going to hear yourself. You'll be like, ew, that's how I sound?
Do not have an accent.
An accent. Okay, Tori, we're not even on topic. Oh, James. Oh, wait, hold up. Oh, Josh. Oh, okay. Josh.
Yeah.
Whoa,
you actually. Josh, you actually called in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You know what we're talking about, right, Josh? Right?
I have no clue of what the topic is about.
Why nobody did? Oh, my gosh. Everybody is embarrassing themselves tonight.
Hello. I mean, I go to school for about 6, 7, or 8 hours a day to study.
Okay. Josh, and acquaint yourself with Tori. I got Jason calling. I'm sorry.
What the hell?
Huh?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Josh?
Yeah.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm good.
That's good.
How are you?
I'm fine.
That's good.
How was your day?
It was good. Until, Steph, he kind of ruined it, but I'm just kidding. How was your day?
I had a bad day.
Oh, what happened?
Was
y'all talking?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, come on. Y'all know y'all gonna y'all know that was know what they was recording that shit, right?
Really?
Yeah, they was, so y'all gonna be sounding stupid if y'all wasn't talking. This is gonna be silent. I don't wanna hear that shit.
Because we was talking. It was Bonnie. Now shut up. He was telling me about his day.
Yeah.
So what happened?
I had a bad day. Let's see. I had two confrontations with other students. You know, they was getting on my nerves. I like when people say stuff about me, you know, behind my back, and you can't say it to my face. I don't like having other people tell me that they said something. So that made my day bad. Plus, I was sick today. Then I had practice, and I had to practice while I was sick. Then I came home, and I had aches and pains and a headache.
Hey, wow.
That was a bad day.
It was. Sorry, Josh. I wish I could give you a hug right now, but I can't.
Seth, if you give me a hug, I will slap you across your mouth.
Josh, I can put the phone right next to my nipple, and you will be hugging me. No! No. That was, like, so gay.
That was a Seth, do not say anything gay out of your mouth ever.
Hey, James is about to come on the phone line, and we're not even on topic. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. But,
okay.
Yeah,
hold up.
James
hold up.
Is on the phone. Hi, James.
Hello.
And
oh, my God. Hold up. It is Pearly. Mr. Pearly. How you doing, Mr. Pearly?
We're not even on topic. I can't believe it.
Okay.
Once again, I mean, when Ivy was on the phone, usually Ivy was the one taking us off topic. But come on, guys. And James, say hi to Tori.
How you doing, Tori?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Okay. James, can you please tell them what we're talking about, please?
What are we talking about?
Oh, my.
James. Wait, hold up. I know what we talking about. I just remembered. Thank goodness.
I swear, if you embarrass yourself.
Don't embarrass yourself, please.
Hey, I mean, I already had a bad day. It can't get any worse than what it was. So,
what are we talking about, though?
Okay. I told you about Josh.
Okay.
Josh.
Shut up and let me
shut up, James.
All right, we're talking about today's topic is actually, you know, we're going to talk about the special people in our lives. You know,
what kind of special people, Josh?
The people that make us happy, you know.
Like grandma.
What kind of people that make us happy, Josh?
You know, like, you know, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, you know, for James, a special friend.
Or grandma.
No, not your grandmother, James. Someone that's not related to you, James. Someone that is not related to you. You know, that you have, you know, that you deeply care for, and they deeply care for you as well. You know.
Okay, Josh, all we're talking about is the women, that girls that we're dealing with, that girls that complete us. That's all we're talking about.
Oh, my
God. They have to go to other stuff. That's all you have to say. So once again, Josh, you messed it up. Once again.
You ruined it, Josh.
Yes, you ruined it.
Like always.
Okay, now.
Once again, JRW screwed it up, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm sorry. Okay. Now, Tori is on the phone because that is my example. I had a special guest call in.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Special guest.
That's right.
Let's clap it up for the special guest, ladies and gentlemen.
Josh, I swear I'll hang up on you. Okay. So let me stop showing off. Tori's on the phone because I feel as though she completes me. And other than y'all, the only thing y'all can do is just talk about y'all girls. But I had my girl, especially, to come in on the show and actually talk. Even though she had to get off the phone in like 15 minutes, it's all good though. Because.
Yeah.
So, since Tori's not going to say it, I'll say it. I am used to being in love with my best friends. I don't know what's up with me. Like, I love my best friends more than I love my actual girlfriend. I don't even have a girlfriend.
Sure.
Okay, Josh, shut up. And it's like,
okay.
Oh my gosh, this is Tori. Like, oh, it's not going to stop. But Tori's like, whoa, she's getting up there. But if she would have never called me back tonight, me and her would not even be talking right now. Right, Tori?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And it's like, ooh. I don't know about that girl, Jays. I don't know.
Perhaps she doesn't have an accent either.
What? See, I told you.
Okay, Josh, you don't talk to her 24/7 like I do.
I'm listening right now, because I can tell when someone has an accent.
She's not talking.
I don't have an accent.
Yes, she does.
Wait, hold on. I'm thinking about it. Yes, you do.
Yes, she does. Oh, my gosh. She's from
On second thought, Tori, you do have an accent. It's kind of southern. It's kind of...
Yes, you do, Tori.
Yes, you do.
I only hear the accent.
Believe me, I can tell. Come on. James is young, okay? He doesn't count.
Well, James is my friend. Y'all ain't.
Oh,
score again, Josh. I score again.
You know what?
Nobody don't like you, Josh.
Oh, you know what? If nobody likes me,
okay, come on, guys.
Jay Harmony.
Come on, guys. I'll play here now.
Screw Jay Harmony.
Okay, I'll Josh.
Josh.
Okay, you know what? You're going on mute. Hold up.
Josh, no.
Josh. Okay, Josh is on mute. Because he was making too much noise. He had some time out. My gosh. Okay. Anyway, like we were saying, Chase, we need to stay on topic. Come on.
Okay.
Okay? So, when I put Josh on the phone, all this noise that you're hearing. Okay, here it is. Okay. So, Josh, you started being quiet. You actually got the point that you was actually on mute.
Shut up.
Jeez. Okay. Josh, can you talk about your girlfriend?
Talk about my girlfriend. My girlfriend, Tracy.
Yeah, come on. Choose one. Josh, choose one.
Let's see. I've known Tracy for about 6 months now. We just started going together August 27th. First day of school.
Joe.
I think we started going together at 8:33. Yeah. James Harmony, can you shut your mouth and let me talk? We will get
Josh,
you in.
Focus. Oh, my gosh. Come on.
Okay, okay. Like I was
laughing at stuff, okay, so you can get out of here.
Go ahead,
look.
James!
Okay. Seth, do not hit that high-pitched voice again, please. Thank you.
Josh, do you want to be on mute? Do you want to be on mute?
No, can I finish what I was playing?
Tori.
What?
I love you.
Love you too.
You what?
Dang.
Wait, hold on. Me and Tori gonna have some issues when we got this phone.
I said I love you too.
She told you.
Wait, hold on, guys. I gotta handle this real quick. Hold up.
You gotta handle it?
Yeah, I gotta
handle it. You gotta handle it.
Go on, Tori.
He has to handle it.
Tori, do you wanna go on me?
Do I wanna what?
Do you wanna what? No, Tori, do you wanna go on
me?
Tori.
What?
I love you, Tori Boo Boo.
I love you, Sassy Boo Boo.
Okay.
Go ahead, Cookie Monster.
Okay.
That's my girl.
Okay, Josh, keep talking.
Alright.
Even though none of us is really listening, you can talk.
You know what? I'm not going to talk no more since I'm not going to listen.
I'm listening, okay. Josh, okay?
Okay.
Pursue.
You know, ever since I started going with her, let me see. At 8:33 on a Monday of August 27th of 2007, the first day of school, I'm actually a nicer person.
Oh,
I actually, you know what? You know what? I'm not talking about that. Y'all are rude.
Go in, Josh. Okay, I'm sorry, Josh. That was just an inside joke for me and James.
Put James on the mute or something.
Jeez, Josh.
Oh, man.
But Tori.
Oh, baby.
Tori. Tori.
What?
Hi, Tori.
Hi, Seth.
You're not going to talk?
Oh, that one guy was talking. Wait, James.
Uh-huh.
Jeez, Tori. Tori, what's his name?
Josh.
Oh, baby.
I got a question. Am I going to get a chance to finish?
Yes, I'm sorry, But, Tori. Tori?
Yeah.
Make sure you tell me when you're about to get off the phone so you know I gotta tell you I love you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. This is Josh is still talking. Okay, go ahead, Josh. Damn, I didn't even have the computer. Somebody could.
Ah, Seth!
Dang.
I'm sorry.
Can I speak? Is it my turn to have
to
go?
Oh!
Whoa!
Oh, sorry. Talk.
All right. Let's see, I'm a nice person. Let's see. I actually pay attention at school more. You know what? I don't threaten James as much as I do now.
James, is that true?
James?
Yeah. Jeez, James.
Hello.
Josh, go ahead.
All right. Let's see. I don't call James a baby anymore.
Thank you, Josh.
You did it on the show.
Yes, you just did.
Okay, but skip today. I didn't do it, you know, any other time for like 3 weeks now. Right, James? You know what? James is a big baby. I don't care. Screw it. James is a baby.
You know what, Josh?
What? Like I was saying.
No, it's not what you were saying.
Wait, hold up.
Wait, how old are you, James?
How old am I? I am 27. Going to 28.
What?
James?
Turning 28 in October.
James, you will be there in 15 years.
Okay, James, don't cut Tori off.
Okay, sorry.
It's okay. She's the star of the show.
Okay.
How old are you?
I'm 13.
Tori, what's
your
school? Uh-oh.
No.
No, Tori,
no. I'm older than somebody, that's all.
Congratulations.
Well, I'll be darned. James is 13.
Congratulations.
I thought he was 12.
What? Okay, Josh, are you funny?
Thanks, James.
Jeez, James. Okay, Josh, is that all you had to say about your girlfriend?
Nah, let me see. No, just talking to her makes my day better, you know.
Go ahead, Josh.
Talking to me makes your day better.
James, talking to you actually makes me aggravated, so shut up.
But you love me.
James, you're my family. I have to love you, okay?
Corey, say dang.
Okay. Who's calling?
Oh, baby.
Hold on.
Okay, Tori.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, I never finished telling you about Tori. Tori makes me feel as if I have a reason to exist in this world because she is one of my best friends. And you notice that she doesn't even have to be. Hold up, Josh. You notice, guys, that she doesn't even have to be my girl. She doesn't even have to be my girlfriend for me to feel that way towards her. So when she is my girlfriend, it's going to be like the feelings is going to be like multiplied like by times two. So Tori already knows that I love her. I tell her every time I get off the phone that I love her. Even when I'm mad at her, I love her. Because she's even sexier when she's mad. So Tori, I just want you to know that. Okay,
Josh, you just ruined it again.
Okay, Tori, boo-boo. Tori, boo-boo.
What?
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Did you like that?
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Tori, you have anything to say to me?
No.
Oh, Tori. Dang. God, no, right? Gosh.
Yeah.
I had something to say to that. That turned me on.
Damn, Josh. Okay, whoa, hold on.
Ain't something
related?
Josh.
That wasn't even me. That was James. Give
okay.
me a fight.
Okay, James is on mute right now. I'm sorry. I don't know.
James, hold on.
Just,
hold on.
James, I just put you on mute.
No.
James, calm down.
I'm on the mute.
Yeah. James, I already did it. I'm sorry.
Sam!
James!
Sam! Oh my gosh, he got me on mute! Sam! That's not funny! Sam!
James, you're not on mute!
Huh?
You're not on mute!
I'm not on mute!
No! Sam!
Hello?
Josh!
Yeah!
You don't even know what happened!
Can I finish what I was...
No, hold on. Sorry.
What?
Okay. Do you have to get ready to go?
No.
You don't?
Have you heard my mom say, get off the phone yet?
Oh. No, but Tori...
Gosh.
No, because Tori, when they say that, she's going to be like right over you. You won't be able to say I love you.
Watch me do it.
Ooh.
Hey. Who the hell are you talking to? Are y'all going to hear it? I'm so embarrassed.
But, sorry.
Yeah.
You don't want to say anything sweet to me? Come on now, come on. America's like, come on, Tori.
Oh, I think America's just laughing at you, probably.
Well, because you don't have a girl like that? Oh, that's okay, Josh, that's okay.
Whoa, hold up, Steph.
Tori looks better than a girl. Don't worry, man, come on now. You're going to make crazy. I know, Tori. I know. Go ahead, blush. You deserve it.
Seth, I swear to goodness, I'm a counting the days down before I see you, James, and Caleb. I swear to goodness, I'm going to bring some brass knuckles.
And I'm going to
hit you in the eye,
when
James in his chest, and Caleb in his jaw.
In my chest? Why got to be my chest?
Because you got a bird chest, and you is frail.
Did y'all see my chest?
I'm gonna hit Caleb in his jaw. He's got a jenna box.
I gotta slap you.
Your hands will be all. Oh my god, I can't believe I'm about to say that.
Don't forget to use grease.
Josh, did you see my chest, Josh?
Seth, you don't have any pectorals, but you do have a set of abs.
Thank you. You see that, Tori?
I see it.
Okay. I haven't seen it yet because my MySpace is. Well, not my mind. My but internet is down.
Too bad. James doesn't have anything.
No, James doesn't have something.
What? Hair?
Sorry, don't. Come on.
Don't laugh at him. Josh is... You know what, Josh?
What?
You're jealous. You're just jealous, man. You're jealous.
Wait, hold up. Josh is jealous of James because James is the same bag as Josh.
And
what?
Hold up, what?
Is it what? Jeez, Lord.
And I'm shorter than him. My hair is longer than his.
Go ahead.
My face is prettier than his.
Oh,
I dress better than him.
Oh, here we go. Oh my gosh. Feeling it.
And I know how to snap my fingers, and he doesn't.
Go ahead.
Hold up. I'm feeling it, James. I swear to goodness.
You feminine. Oh, Lord, we all know that.
I'm feeling. Oh, my gosh. I'm about to get him.
He's about to get me.
Okay, you're about to get the mute. Don't play with me. I'm the host, okay?
I'm about to give him a buck 50.
I said it.
Okay, where's my buck 50?
Hey, hold on. Everybody talking at once.
Josh, I love you.
Hold up, Josh.
I love you, Josh.
Don't be doing it on my show.
It's family love, man.
No.
Well, Charles told me he loves me.
Charles is talking about penises, James.
Oh God, sick!
I mean, come on. He was talking about how big they were, people walking around with their penis sticking out. I want to hear this shit.
I got a question.
I got a question.
What's wrong with a penis? I mean, you had one.
There goes Josh. Josh,
ruined it.
About, Josh, you asked about the dildo on the forehead, and now you're asking about what's wrong with a penis. Are you serious, Josh? I mean, come on.
Did you say what's wrong with a penis?
Yeah. I mean, Seth, you like one?
No, hold on. Josh?
What? Sometimes they can be, like, curly, you know, and that's gross.
Curvy? Hey! Curvy!
James can relate. Go ahead, James. Well, let me start. So,
you'll hit puberty soon.
Okay.
My man is on my lip.
Okay, Josh.
Right, yeah.
Josh.
Huh?
You seem to know more about a dick than a pussy.
Ooh. All right, let me say this. I know more about it because I have one.
No.
What? You got a what? Pussy?
James, please don't say that word again because you just said...
Dress?
No, James, I have a penis.
Oh, you don't need to know that.
And Tori is the most beautiful person in this phone right now.
I agree.
Hey, whoa.
I agree.
No, sorry, hold on.
You guys, I got her hip switch phones.
Josh, I dare you.
That was sweet.
I dare you, Josh. I swear, you lay a hand on Tori.
Hold on, y'all.
He can't lay a hand on me if you think about it.
Right, I can't.
He wants to, but he can't.
Oh.
You said I what?
You want to, but you can't.
Oh. No, I don't cheat.
I didn't say to you. You just want to.
Oh.
How would I? You know what?
Oh, Josh in denial.
Hold up. Seth, if you sound like a cockadoodle-doo one more time, oh my gosh.
Josh, don't be mad because my best friend is 3 years old than my girlfriend. Okay?
You know what? Seth, I swear to goodness, we're going to go at it. I swear to goodness, the last man standing is going to be. You know what? I need to. Oh my god.
Sorry.
What?
You don't have to get off the phone yet.
No. Have you heard it yet?
Oh.
All I need is a piece of chicken right now. Oh my god.
Piece of chicken.
If I get me a piece of chicken.
The chair was hitting the table.
If I get a chicken right now, I won't hit Seth. But if I don't get my chicken, I'm going to hit Seth. And, I mean.
You want to hit Seth?
Yep.
Why?
Because Seth is, you know, thinking he missed a big and bad now, you know. You too, James.
James bad.
Okay, James.
Yeah.
Talk about your girl.
I didn't even get to finish talking about mine, but I see how it is now.
I can't, right now.
Josh, go ahead and finish.
Go ahead and finish, Josh.
You know what? I don't even want to finish now. Y'all treated me. I'm like, you know how many times y'all cut me off? Y'all cut me off like 85 times for real.
Boo hoo.
James Anthony Pearly Jr. Shut your mouth.
Josh, go ahead.
Alright. You know, y'all all know that I'm a person that never smiles. James is a person that smiles. Seth is a person that smiles. Everybody's like, this is actually the most I ever smile ever, is when I actually, you know, talk to her or I'm thinking about it. My friends actually notice it because I actually smile when I go to school.
Are you smiling now, Josh?
because I'm talking to you? No, I'm not smiling because I'm talking to you.
And Josh, I realize that, like, all the pictures that you talk, you're not smiling. You get this, like, this mug on your face, like you mean mugging this shit.
I remember when he came to solve
this. You want to know why all of my pictures are mean mugging? Because I took every single one of them pictures that I put up is right after I just talked to James.
No, it's because you want to look like 50 Cent.
Hold up. 50 Cent is a dark chocolate black monkey.
Then what are you? Oh, God.
Hold up. 50 Cent is built like a gorilla. Okay.
Yo, hey, y'all. Who y'all think gonna win, Kanye West or 50 Cent?
Kanye West.
Yeah, me too.
Kanye West, he got that. Yeah. Ain't nobody bang with Brooklyn no more.
I'm going New York.
Hey, hold on, guys. Don't forget about Tori. That's my girl.
Tori.
My man got his chin piece knocked
loose. Hold up, Josh. Tori.
Hmm.
Why you not going to talk?
Hey, he was talking.
You got anything to say?
Oh, I don't go with Kanye West or 50 Cent.
No, talk about your boyfriend, Tori.
Hmm.
What about... Oh, okay, I'll go to the next.
No, Tori, go ahead.
Now y'all can go.
Tori.
Huh?
Go ahead.
What's his next skin finish? Then the other guy can go. Josh, nope. Then Josh, you can go.
Like I was saying here.
Hey, Tori, come on, you're a special guest. How are you not going to say anything?
What? She just said I could go. Calm down, man.
Oh, I mean, okay.
Yeah. She makes me complete. That's it. She makes my day a better day.
She makes
me smile.
Oh, baby.
You know what? When after I just got aggravated by a little boy named James, you know, she makes me feel better. You know, when I'm sick, you know, it makes me feel better. You know, I wish James would stop acting like 13-year-old boy right now and act like he usually does, which is mature, which he's not doing right now with all the little giggling and snickering. You know what? So what? Don't act your shoe size.
You know,
James, don't act your shoe size. Act your hat
size.
Act your hat size.
A shoe size is an 8. So you
like,
get out of here.
But your hat size is like a 34.
Huh?
What? Remember that time Charlie called in here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Charlie, can you read the question for me, please?
I got to go.
That sounds just like him. Oh, my gosh.
I got to go.
Okay, Tori. Bye, Tori, boo-boo.
Bye-bye, Tori.
Bye.
Bye, Tori, boo-boo.
Bye.
Boy!
I was saying that, and he interrupted me. Goodness.
So sing our song real quick.
Hold on, Josh and James. Hold on. It's a moment between me and her. Hold on.
Here we go.
Bye, Tori Boo Boo.
Bye, Sethi Boo Boo.
I love you, Tori Boo Boo.
I love you, Sethi Boo Boo.
Hey, bye, Tori Boo Boo.
Bye, Sethi.
Okay.
Did they just record that?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
Mm.
Oh, I cannot wait to hear this playback.
Josh, you haven't heard none of them. Jeez, Josh.
You know what? Josh can go suck a fat one.
Okay, James.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Josh, are you done?
I love Tracy. Yeah.
What's her name?
Tracy.
You didn't tell me that was her name.
You never told me her name. I knew you said her name was Chrissy. Not Tracy.
Well, he didn't even say that. He said her name was like...
What'd you say?
Like an Angela or something like that.
Josh, you lying about his name?
I know, he is lying.
Mm.
What am I lying about?
Okay, is there anything you have to say, Josh? Anything else?
That I love Tracy.
She's your Cinderella. And you're her charming.
Yep.
She is your sunshine.
Right.
And you're her moon and star.
Okay,
right.
And
James.
In your world.
James.
You're the king if you're certain.
Whoa.
You're the king. You're the king this shit.
Look, America, how did he tell me why he wrote the song and don't even know the words to the song?
He's going to forget his own song.
Look, wrote the words to the song and don't even know them. No, that's exactly why James needs to stay in school and don't be... Oh, my gosh. James, go to college. Please, James, go to college.
Don't be... He was like, you're the king. You're a king. Okay, James, try it again.
Okay. And in your world, you're
the
king and she your queen. Mm. You're the king and she's your queen. Ooh.
Yeah, They're like, you're the queen and she's your king. Yeah,
you
that's
know, it's not
brother.
Even yours. It's plural. If you're talking about yourself, you are my, I was saying, you're Cinderella. I was saying, it really, you are my Cinderella. I'm your precious child.
You are my
chicken. And I'm your mother.
You are my hen, and I'm the rooster.
Josh.
You cock-a-doodle-doo. Huh?
Yes,
okay, Jace, tell me about your girl.
Hey, Kiki.
Okay. Huh?
Hey, Kiki.
Tell me about your girl.
Okay, Kiki. Yes.
Okay.
Kiki.
Go ahead.
We're listening.
Okay, I've been knowing Kiki about, since gym. The same our gym. But me and I got close in a friendship in these three past weeks. That been gone by. She's 17. Yeah.
Is she 16 turning 17 or 17 turning 18?
Well,
no clue.
You don't know?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I
don't
know
Jay.
She's 17. I don't know what the 17
okay.
one
is.
18, 16 just turned 17.
Why is she special to you?
Why? Because, I mean, me and her relate a lot in life. Like when you talk, like one conversation can turn into a good conversation. Just stuff like that.
Now, does she feel the same way about you?
I'm thinking.
Oh, James, you don't know.
Okay, yes.
Huh?
Yes.
How you know?
Cause
what?
Did she
put effort into the friendship?
Huh?
She puts effort into the friendship.
No. Why can't she tell
you?
She
calls. Hey, what you doing? How you doing?
James, that don't mean nothing. Ivy calls you. She didn't even feel that way about you.
Right.
Come on, James. You never asked her?
No.
Oh, James. You probably, see, the sad thing about it, you probably feel that way. You probably, like, give your heart to her. You would probably ask her what she thinks about you. She'd be like, you're a friend. You'd be like, wow, that's not even compared to what I think about her. And then, you know, you feel like you're not even going to tell her what you think because it's like, just be a waste of time. Oh, come on, James.
But she's it's not like that, though. I mean, like, Seth, you know, I'm not messing with any girls right now.
You don't have to mess with them.
Yeah, it's like a friendship thing. No matter, like, who. No matter about compatibility, like if her this feeling so strong or mine is, it's not like that. It's just friendship.
No, Jay, it's the whole point is making sure she feels the same way about you.
But I don't want to take it that far.
What do you mean? Why not? You say you don't have any friends.
Right.
Okay, you want to keep it like that?
I don't want no friends right now.
You don't want no friends?
Mm-mm.
So why are you talking to her?
I could still talk to somebody. I told you, I'm not putting effort. She's doing it too.
Jeez, that don't make sense. Why you don't want friends right now? Huh?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Because he's not real.
Because he's not real?
Yeah.
How are they not real?
They don't know how to be a friend.
They don't know how to be a friend.
Nope.
Why not, James?
Because they don't know, like, accept someone for, like, who they are.
Does Kiki do that to you?
Yeah, she accepts me for who I am.
So that's a friend?
Yeah.
Okay, so, James, you're confusing me. You say you don't want any friends because nobody accepts you for who they are. You say nobody's real. But you say Kiki does that. Okay, then she's real. But you say you don't want any friends, but she's your friend. So you have a friend, but you don't want any friends. James, you're confusing.
I don't want friends. I just want a friend.
Oh, so you just want one person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like me and Tori, right? Mm-hmm. See, Tori has a boyfriend. She still loves me. See that? She's still able to tell me that she loves me, and she still has a boyfriend.
What?
I got it like that. That's right.
Go ahead.
I know. And with Josh, he just goes off the girl and like gets his heart broken every time.
Josh, do your girl feel the same about you?
Does my girlfriend feel the same about me?
Josh.
Is it an echo? Why don't you ask Josh a question, you always repeat it.
Because that's how you can tell he's not sure about it.
Okay, sorry, Josh. Go ahead, answer the question, Josh.
She says she loves me more.
Okay,
no.
This burns, though, to move to say that.
Anybody can say I love you. Anybody. It's so easy. I love you. Anybody can say it. So many people these days throw that word around. It's not even funny.
I'm saying, it don't. People got a way of pretending, though, just saying things. How can you really know if they really feel the same
really know
about you? How?
Oh, that's why you got to ask them, James. You ask them, depending on...
Okay, you can ask them, they might do that to be nice.
No. That's why you keep asking them,
They keep asking, they think there's something wrong with you.
No, it's not. You being secure.
I'm saying that because that happened to me in my past. Tinted relationships with friendships. I did all that. And then it turned so pretty after all, so.
So why does it work for me and it doesn't work for you?
Well,
I'm
just a sucker. Loser.
I know everybody's not the same. And every technique doesn't work with the same person. But me and Tori doesn't do anything different than somebody ever does before. So me and you just bond. We just got that type of relationship where, like, that's my best friend. That's it. And it was you, James. I don't know if you're scared, insecure, or you think something's further than it really is. I don't know, folks. James,
I mean,
if you really want somebody, to feel
I'm saying, like, give him more time with me and Kiki. I mean,
I can tell you what it is.
I just said, like, our friendship got much more closer within these 3 weeks. No. Before I called the radio show, I just got the phone with her, so.
Jay, let me ask you this. Why do you find somebody near your age?
James says anybody near his age is too immature for him.
Nobody around my age don't like me.
I'm 2 years younger than Tori. So that's good for her to know that she got a man to be like, oh, he's 2 years younger than me, so I ain't got to worry about, you know, me being older than him. Because Ivy was older than me. Now it's a phase where I'm older than a person, so that's kind of good on my part. But it still says, you know, age ain't nothing but a number. It's just age is what the government sees you, how you act, or what you're able to do, or what privileges you have. But what determines your age, and this was told to me by a person that, you know, that I know. He told me that the thing that determines your age is the experiences you've been through. And for the experiences I've been through, I'm the correct age for me. I'm 16 years old. Josh, I don't know about you. And James, you like, for me, in my eyes, I see you as like 14, 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Josh?
Huh?
Don't you remember what you said? You said something like, I have a reason for that. But what was you gonna say?
A reason for what?
Why James doesn't want
Reason why, I mean, me and Charles' cousins not going up to the same school and girls around my age, but they see me, oh, that's the other Pearlie. Mm. Like that.
Oh, they see
and,
you.
And, like, the other day I had called this, one of these girls I was thinking that was my friend. I called her. She was on the bus with her other friend, and her other friend is cool with Charles and all. And I called. She was like, who you talking to? Like, I heard her in the background. Like, oh, this is James. You remember the boy from last week? And I was like, oh, you talking about Charles' cousin? You think you talked to that little boy? Well, why you talking to that little boy? You know, I heard all that in the background. You know, she just hung up on me. Jeez.
Well, Josh.
Huh?
Who's your close friend? Besides your girlfriend, who's like your close friend? That's a girl.
That's a girl?
Yeah.
So many to choose from.
Huh?
So many to choose from.
Well, if you just had to choose one, who would you choose?
Oh, this is so hard. Wow. Oh, my God.
Choose one you would die for. Josh, choose one you would die for.
Dang, that makes it even harder, because...
Okay. Choose one that would die for you.
That makes it even worse, because...
Oh, my gosh, Josh, just choose one. All I need is an example. I just need an example.
Okay. Takira.
Okay. Not with her. How long you known her?
I met her at a church.
That's the best place to get. Go ahead, Josh. And what makes you feel as though y'all close? What makes you feel that way?
Let's see. Well,
do you know it? Do you know that you're close, or you think you're close?
I know that we're close.
Oh, okay. How do you know?
Talk just about every day, you know. If she's got a problem, no. Wait. Not her. Antigua is my best friend. That's a girl.
Okay.
All right. I know her for about 8 months. You know, whatever it is, whenever she has a problem or I have a problem, you know, I go to her or she comes to me, you know. And that's the only girl that I have for a best friend that I actually, you know, when we get off the phone, we actually say, I love you to each other, you know.
Hey, Josh.
So, you know, like the other day she came to me because her boyfriend was acting real stupid. And, you know, like she was, like, making a decision whether or not she should still be with him or not. So she asked me. I was like, do this. She's like, you got to think about what's best for you at the time being. I'm like, because you can't think about what he's going to think about, because he's probably not even, you know, think about you, because I'm going to just be real, because you got to put it in his perspective. What if he's not thinking about you? He could be thinking about somebody else. So how is that going to make you feel when he tries to come and tell you, or you find out the wrong way instead of, you know, him just coming out and telling you that he don't want to be with you anymore and, you know, there's somebody else. So, and plus, he was an ignorant bastard anyway.
Josh.
Yeah, you don't mess with my best friend. I will be right.
So, Josh, how many times... Wait, do you have feelings for her?
I did, but I don't anymore.
So, James,
mm-hmm.
You're saying that there hasn't been nobody that you have been close with like that to make you feel as though they're your best friend. Except, just don't put Ivy in it. Please
mm-hmm.
don't.
Sorry, I was gonna do that too.
I mean, I'm sorry, Ivory, if she listens to this. But this is like you always say, Ivory. I mean, come on, James.
It's gotta be someone else, James.
Ivory's not the only best friend you ever had.
reflecting.
I mean, I would say Ivory too, but, you know, she's currently unavailable at the time.
Oh, no, I wasn't going to say Ivory.
You don't know.
I don't have no one.
What about Tyanny?
Haven't heard from her.
Mimi?
I talked to her today. It's too on and off for me and her.
Lisa?
On and off.
Paula?
Haven't talked to her since last week.
Oh, I give up.
But those are just my sweet friendships, though. They ain't like friendships when you go out and all. Not like that.
Oh.
Well, you want to know what I do every day? I sleep in this house. Working at that and banging at that piano and that notebook and pad, writing ideas, all that. That's what's going on.
So, James, are you looking for anybody?
I don't know. I mean, I guess not. Nope.
So you're not?
Mm-mm. I just can't. I don't want to.
James, you seem so sad inside.
Hey, if you don't, you know, be happy and perky, I'll make you happy and perky.
I mean, James,
how can you be happy if you going out and the first thing that comes to your mind is about, oh, what people going to think about when they see me? Well, I need that.
Hello? Let me say this.
Okay, whoa. That we get somewhere. Okay, James, why do you think that? How do you know they're looking at you?
I mean, statements. I get statements at school.
Hey,
school every day. The new rumor going around the school is, oh, James is a faggy and all that.
James, I'm telling you this. Do you want me to come up to your school?
No, Josh.
Oh, because I'll knock a couple heads off.
No.
Okay,
it's
then.
It's not that. It's just like my whole life, you know. I've been taught.
James.
Several things, you know.
James.
I mean, features, you know, when I was, like it's been like I've been an outcast.
James.
My whole period of life.
I'm an outcast.
I've been through it so much, it's like now I'm like so insecure and afraid of, like,
James, alright, you don't listen to me, okay? I'm gonna tell you how you're gonna get this. James, do you have confidence in yourself?
Yeah, I have confidence in myself.
Okay, then. All right. Let me tell you this. When I was in the fifth grade, you remember when I used to have glasses?
Josh, it wasn't the same for you.
No. I had glasses, big lips, a big nose, and I was short. All right? You think that's bad? And plus, I had high waters at the time.
No.
Now, I'm saying now, I still get teased because my lips, they say, some of my teammates say, like, they say I'm soft. I was like, some girls say that I'm gay. I'm like, okay. So they're like, you know what? That's your opinion. If you really know me.
Don't be serious, though. You don't have nothing on you for them to say that. It's just talk.
Hold up. They don't have nothing on me to say that I'm gay.
They say them names, you know, my uniqueness being different, and they just don't
James.
Have the way to accept it.
James,
I mean, half of the people accepts me, and they take interest in me. Then the other half, they don't.
James, life is not meant to be easy. Everybody's not going to like you.
I know it's not, but I'm like, that doesn't mean that.
James. James, the majority of my school probably hates me. Tell you the truth.
Right, what are they going to hate you for now?
Majority of my school hates me because they think I'm stuck up. They think that I'm a cocky person, and they think that I only care about myself. Why? Because they don't know me. And you know what I say to them when they think that? Who gives a hell? I don't know you. Don't talk about me. I don't talk about you. If you got something to say, say it to my face. If you ain't, shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you can keep talking. You ain't doing nothing about it. You ain't going to stop me. It's like, if I'm cocky, I must be cocky for a reason. Obviously, somebody ain't doing their job, and I must be good at it. If I'm stuck up, which I'm really not, I must be stuck up for a reason. It's like, what's a good reason for me to be cocky? Cocky? Because I'm probably smarter than almost everybody in that school? That's a good reason to be cocky. But it's not good to be cocky, so I don't do it. They just think I do. I was like, so what? I can live. I'm probably stronger than most of the people in my school, but I don't walk around like I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's like people they make fun of my lips. I was like, so what? When they make fun of my lips, I was like, but your mother loved them last night, so why are you complaining? How do you think you got here? So they shut up.
Well, I don't do.
I understand that you're not a retaliator, like, you know. Seth, do you retaliate when people talk about you?
What do you mean retaliate?
Like, all right, if somebody says something smart about you, do you say something back?
No, hold on, Don. Hold on.
It's like, I know Caleb will say something back.
No. I don't say nothing back.
Okay.
That's the same thing I do.
Oh, okay. That's probably different because y'all are the younger ones.
But, Jay, Josh, it doesn't matter. I don't say nothing because I choose not to.
But sometimes, you know, the reason why they keep messing with you is because you probably won't say nothing back.
Yeah, because, and you know, you're not going to.
It's like,
I don't want, if I say something back, the reason why I don't say nothing back or do anything back, because there's no reason for them to talk about me. There's no reason. If I say something, then they're going to have a reason justified to talk about me or whatever. That's why I don't say nothing back.
You're right, but
I'm just keep on moving along because
they don't realize
that this is someone, future celebrity, whatever, that they talking to. You don't realize that.
James, I will come up to your school if I have to. Maybe I will make a pit stop up there and walk through every single classroom looking for a James Pearly.
No.
And I swear to goodness, somebody better tell me where you are. Because they don't, and everybody's like, they say something smart. I was like, I wish you would say something smart while I'm standing right here. I hate your mouth. Think I'm gonna, I will fight every single one of y'all in the school. Think I won't. And if I get back, I mean, I will bring people more people up here, and y'all will get something of your life.
Okay, hold on. I want to know, but both of y'all know that you can't make nobody in this world like you, right?
True. Technically you can, depends on how you do it.
No, you can't, Josh. No, you can't.
Okay, hold up. There was, like, three people that...
Oh, my gosh, Josh, I hate when you do that. Stop telling me to hold up. Stop. I hate when you do that. Hold up.
But you can change someone. You can change someone from, you know, hating you to liking you. I mean,
No. You can't make no one feel a certain way. You cannot make somebody fall in love with you. You cannot do that. It's impossible.
What?
Have you ever seen Bruce Almighty?
Mm-hmm.
All right, then. You cannot make anybody fall in love with you.
Hello, he tried to use his powers to make someone fall in love with you.
Okay.
That's different.
Oh, my gosh.
Me, as far as, like, the friendships and relationships thing, like, I mean, Jay, Tiana, he's wanting to book up with me because I'm just too whatever. Well, times for her reason was because, like, I was just, like, too good or too perfect.
Okay. That right there should have sent you a message saying that I, like Jane said with me, I, Jane, said with me.
What are you talking about?
Just repeat after me. Okay. I, James Anthony Pearley Jr.
James, say it.
Oh, what I'm doing?
Repeat
that.
Gosh.
I
am
a very
nice
attractive sweet
smart
and entertaining fellow,
etc.
No, not etc. Fellow. Okay. I choose girls to be either my friends or someone that I truly care about.
Choose girls to really be a friend of someone who I really think about.
No, not think about, care about.
Care about.
I am more mature for my age than what people give me credit for.
And more mature for my age for people who credit me for.
I get annoyed when my cousin Josh calls me a baby.
Call me a baby.
And. That's a darn shame. That's a darn shame.
Sometimes y'all act like y'all gay. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry, I'll be quiet. I'm sorry. That's so wrong. I'm sorry.
Come on, James. Come on. We're going to finish, all right? We're going to finish it up.
Okay.
James, are you ready?
Yeah.
I. James Anthony Pearley Jr.
James Anthony Pearley Jr.
Promise. To ignore. What the people at school say about me.
To the people who at school say to me.
That my level is above their level.
That my level is above their level.
And they can never ever.
And they can never ever.
Ever ever.
Forever never.
Ever ever.
Forever never.
No, just say ever ever.
Never never.
Ever ever.
Ever ever.
Get on my level.
Get on my level.
What? Get on my level.
Level?
James, you're supposed to be repeating after me.
Get on my level. What?
You can never ever, ever ever, ever ever, ever ever, ever ever, get on my level. What?
You can never ever, never ever, never ever, get on my level. What?
Okay, then.
Wow, guys.
Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome. Feel better?
Yeah.
Now, James, we'll write another song and be happy.
Write another song. I'm taking a break.
Y'all are crazy.
Okay, we'll write another song to be had.
Yeah.
Don't you just love me?
So what happened to Ivory?
All of us grew apart from her.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I don't know who she's talking to now.
I know who she's talking to.
Who?
Joseph. She's talking to who she was always talking to. She's talking to her boyfriend, Joseph.
Go ahead, Joseph.
I know, right? We're freaking getting married with each other. And they don't even see each other.
What's that?
He live in California, right?
He's working to, you know, get her over there. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Last time I talked to Ivory was Sunday.
On the phone?
No, my she left me a comment.
Wow.
So y'all want to end it now?
What time is it?
It's 11:43.
So it's been an hour.
Cause it's like this show's about the girls that complete us.
Okay.
Y'all just gave her like a speech that was totally off topic. Well, I
hold on, stop.
I guess it was a good speech. I guess it was. Hey Josh, do you have anybody else special in your life?
The last special lady in my life, my mother. Gosh.
Hello?
Yeah. I'm about to tell you the story of my mother. Yeah.
Hey, what's your doing?
I'm talking about the last special lady in my life. My mother.
Before the show ends, I want to make a statement.
Okay, can I finish first?
Okay, go ahead.
All right, about my mother. How many of y'all do y'all know can deal with a knucklehead 16-year-old by themselves? Especially a knucklehead. A knucklehead like me. How many mothers do you know can deal with a knucklehead like me?
I don't know.
Not too many. Why? Because I'm stubborn. Two, I like to outsmart you and like let you feel dumb at times.
Mm-hmm.
Three, you know, don't ever try to, you know, say that you're going to beat me because it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Four, don't threaten me because I am not, you know, afraid of threats. Unless my mother says it, then I'm afraid. I swear to goodness. My mom threatened me one time. She said she was going to slam a chair in the back of my neck. I swear to goodness, I sat down and I was doing Indian style for about a good 3 hours.
You would be like Christopher Reeves right now.
I swear to goodness, I was talking about ooh, wah, wah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was singing Indian chants for a good 3 hours because she was going to smack me with a chair in the back of my neck. And I was like, okay. Yeah, I was like, ooh, wah, wah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I was like, pops up to mom.
Okay, guys, let me ask you this. Is it written in the Bible that, you know, that God didn't give you the spirit of fear? Is that written?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
I gotta ask my mom about it.
James, can you please ask your mom now?
She's asleep.
Well, Josh, how do you know that?
Because James knows, James should remember this, because me and James went to the same private school, which basically was, you know, taught around the Bible, right, James?
I think fear is, I think, like, considered a sin. Fear is not considered a sin.
All right, I'm going to tell you my definition of courage. All right, y'all want to hear what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Courage is fear that has said its prayers.
Say it again.
Courage is fear that has said its prayers.
That's a poem, I think. Courage is fear that bedded prayer.
Courage is fear that has said its prayer.
Fear.
Did you just type that into the computer?
No. Because I was reading this message, the conversation I was having with this my friend, and he was like, I don't fear nothing, not even God, because God wrote it in the Bible that it's he didn't give us the spirit of fear. I was like, if that's true, then why do I feel fear? Where does fear come from?
No, fear came a result from Adam and Eve when they ate from the apple. I mean, not the apple, the garden
of
the wisdom.
They
ate the fruit from the garden, from
the
tree.
From the tree of good and evil.
Josh, let me tell it. They ate it from the tree of knowledge. So that brought fear. They brought all that emotions because it's a tree of knowledge, you know.
And that's
made
how they
mind just
to
God, so they could feel fear and all them wrestling things, all them other emotions, diseases and all that. So fear came into the world as a result of that. So that's how we have fear.
But do you guys think that a God really exists?
Yeah.
Do you believe that typically Jesus exists or just another form that we don't know about?
I believe that Jesus really exists.
Mm-hmm. But how? What makes you believe?
It's a matter of faith.
What makes you believe that?
What makes me believe that? It's a matter of how I read my Bible, study what I just read, and then think about it and try to relate to my life. And then when when I read the Bible and it's telling me of how well it's going to end, right? And then I look at how the world is today. And basically everything that's happening today is basically written what was that happening in biblical times.
Mm-hmm.
So now, you know, that just tells me that, you know, when Jesus comes, you know, you want done what it has said in the Bible for, you know, not to be like the sinners, you know, to like repent of all your sins, you know. Like, don't be, you know, selfish and just try to get yourself to heaven. Try to get somebody else there, too. And it's selfish just trying to do it just for yourself. You want to make sure that, don't you want everybody to go? So you try to get as many people as you can to go. And God looks down on that. Because he's like, we are his messengers, basically. Think about it. All right. Look, if you look at it right now. Wait, hold on. Listen.
Josh, you listen.
Yo, no, shut up and listen.
Josh,
don't
be disconnection.
This religion thing to another show because we're going to end up going on and on.
I know, Josh. I don't even know.
Like, leave it there. Stuff you try to put that in another show and we get more into that.
Hey, seriously, Josh. I don't even know what you was talking about.
See, that's what happens when my mind starts to ramble and I start to talk about stuff and beyond my age group.
I was going to let you talk, but I don't feel like hearing that on playback.
I told you, I've been talking beyond my age group.
Well, that's good, Josh. You felt, like, relaxed and all. You just keep talking and talking, you know, that's good.
But
you and Charles, mouth on y'all.
Let me ask y'all this. Let's see, y'all know the girls that I dealt with, and y'all know I dealt with Ivory. I was telling y'all that, she's my best friend and everything. She's my best friend.
Uh-huh.
I want to know, like, you cannot prevent fate. Whatever happens, happens. And you saw what happened to me and Ivory. We were just like, this one thing happened, we just grew apart. It was like, whoa, it was like a freak of nature. Like, he didn't even think that was going to happen between me and her. Because if that would have never happened, I'd probably be talking to her right now. And I'd probably, you know, me and Tori, you'd be like, me and Tori would probably be talking, but we probably won't be as close. But, you see how fast me and Ivory stopped being friends. Josh, you saw that, right?
Mm-hmm.
James, you see that?
Mm-hmm.
You see how much, but you see how much I was talking about us saying that we won't stop being friends?
Mm-hmm.
That's the weird thing about us. So, me and Corey, do you think that's going to happen?
I'm going to tell you this. You can't predict the future.
Whatever happens, it's happening. And
it
the
happened.
Guy who wears a black suit.
If it's happening, it's happening for a reason.
But everything happens for a reason, though, right?
Right.
So what's the reason for Ivory?
The reason for Ivory is...
Was all that a lie?
No.
Maybe that was to make you even stronger.
Wait, I mean, if she was that real, she'll still be here.
Hold up. Maybe.
The whole point to that was to teach you how to let go, to grow and let go. Like,
maybe
it got you strong enough where you was able to say, you know what? I don't need Ivory no more.
Maybe you will put a significant, you know, be a significant person in her life.
I mean, Ivory taught me a lot, yeah, but she also put me through a lot. And me let her go like that, all that stuff that we've been through, it's like, people are like, whoa, why'd I do that? But I don't know. Ivory is so different than Tori. Plus the age difference is like, whoa. Plus, it was so weird. Cause I was so in love with that girl, it wasn't even funny. And now it's like whatever. It's like, I mean, yeah, I got love for her now. I'm not in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, how those feelings just go away like that? It's just such strong feelings that I talk about so much. How do you just leave like that? I'm still confused about that. But I was last thing on her mind is thinking about me. So you see, she don't call none of us no more. All of us like sprung off of her. So you see that? See how much we was trying to get her out of her life? Now she's just gone like that. You see that?
Mm.
People just come and go. But you guys ever hear this quote? Live and let live, and we're letting Ivy live, and we're living our lives. So, oh well.
Wow, after a year.
Wow, I like chicken boxes.
I'm like, what's the point of me and Ivy meet? What was the catch to that?
There was no catch.
Yeah, go.
Game, there was no catch, okay? And, oh, just because there's sometimes a catch doesn't mean there's always going to be a catch.
I know what I'm saying. Like, what was the point, though?
The point was you were... Let me see.
Josh, Ivy almost got you to turn against us.
For me?
Yeah, you. She almost got you to, like, you was about talking about changing her mindset and everything. She was, like, going on.
Believe me, I'm going to tell you this right now. That wasn't her. That was all me.
So it was you.
Yeah, don't you?
She was in your head. It wasn't even funny. Talk about
no.
I was sprung off of her.
Yeah.
As soon as you heard her on this show, you got, like, all high figures going off of that girl. I saw, I was thinking, she was, like, second on your top. I was like, you had her higher than me. And I was related to you. I was like,
you got
wow.
You got a condom.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, wow.
It's so funny. Charles do not like that girl.
Well, Ivy, I don't know about her. It's like, it's confusing because with Tori, she's different. Like, whoa, y'all heard how we get, y'all heard how we got the phone. Like, do I Tori boo-boo?
Yeah,
we understand, but the question is how long is that going to last?
What do you say, James?
I said, we understand, like, the question is, and this is for all, like, relationships, like, when you start off early, if it's friendship relationships, it's like, how long is all that going to last?
Because
people always meet me. It's like life always goes on, and, you know, feelings, changes, all that. But the question is, how long is all that going to last?
Jeez, I don't know about that. I don't know if it's good to think like that. Because
but that question can't be answered, though. You got to see.
I know. Yeah, you just got to wait and see, but... I don't know if it's good thinking like that because if you live every day of your life with special people in your life, just asking when is that day, when is that relationship going to end? That's like just dreaming. That's just waiting for it to happen. So I don't know. Well, yeah, you still ask that question. Yeah, of course you're going to think about it. But some things happen to make you feel insecure wanting to know, like, is this person actually meant for me? And I felt that way about Tori. I'll admit, I felt that way about her. I felt that way, you know, me feeling like as if, is this girl actually going to be, about, you know, like, serious in my life? Is she just going to be, like,
is she just going to be a fling, or is she actually going to be that one I could actually call my childhood sweetheart? I don't know, folks. I really don't know. Because you heard how she was talking. She's a sweet girl. She's beautiful. She has nice hair. She has a nice personality. Yeah, so we're a little rough around the edges, but, you know, we can work all that out later. I just, wow. Girl's special. And I got a feeling that she's a keeper. I'm just saying. But, you know, I had a chance to get her on the show, so I just want to publicize her voice, you know, so I can listen to it and just hear her voice. I'm like, oh, well, let me stop. But, yeah, she's special.
Yeah.
James, does she sound cute?
Yeah, she sounds cute.
Have you ever talked to her before?
On MySpace.
You never talked to her on the phone?
Uh-huh.
It was funny because, like, 2 hours ago, we was arguing. It was funny.
Y'all argue?
Yeah, we got an argument, and she was screaming at me, and she was like, you know what, I only want to be on your stupid show. She hung up. I was like, dang. She changed her headline and everything, and she was like, oh, fucked up, and you know, and he know who he is. I looked at that, I was like, ooh. She called me back. She was like, you know, Sam, I know what I did was wrong. I mean, all those things I said, I'm sorry. And I love my sexy boo-boo. I was like, wow.
Go ahead.
Josh.
Mm.
Are you sleeping?
A little bit.
You want to get off the phone, Josh?
You can go, Josh.
I was letting y'all talk. I mean, this didn't involve me. I was like, obviously, the two of y'all know her better than me. Yeah, this is the first time I talked to her, ever. No, I never talked to her on MySpace. So yeah.
Does she sound cute?
Yeah.
You talked to her before, Josh?
No.
Oh. Oh, never mind.
So yeah.
But Josh, you can get on the phone. You can get off the phone.
Actually, I'm waiting for my girlfriend. You know.
You're on the phone with your girlfriend?
No, I'm waiting for her to call me.
Okay, you can wait off the phone, Josh.
No, because if I wait off the phone, I'll go to sleep.
No, Josh, you're using us.
Hey. I'm supposed to lean on your shoulder when I need to. I'm leaning on your shoulder because I need to.
But like I said, when I get off the phone, before we, like the show ends, I want to, like, make a statement, speech.
Okay. Is it important?
It's like a prayer or wish.
Oh, okay.
So, yes.
Well, don't forget it.
I'm not. Y'all can help by reminding me before the show ends.
With Josh.
Yeah.
Please get off the phone. Wait, hold on. I gotta talk to you. How do you feel about Ivy right now?
What you mean?
Wait, is she still in your life?
Yeah.
Compared to what she was like 2 months ago?
No, not the same.
What happened?
What happened was my phone got busy. I had time to call everybody. I was on the phone so much I barely even remember who to call back.
Oh, so you had to narrow the people down who so he was talking to. So Ivy was one of those people who got cut.
No, that's not what I was saying.
I'm saying
that I try to talk to everybody every day.
Did you talk to her every day?
Every other day. It was like every 2 days.
And what? Why did you like about it? Why did you like this so much? What did you like about it?
I don't even remember.
Could you love her?
Did I? As a friend, yeah.
So you can see yourself going with her the other day?
Could I see myself going with her?
Yeah, that's shy.
To be fit, to be real, I don't think we would go together.
Oh, okay. Josh, can you please get off the phone, please?
Why?
Because I want you to.
Oh, you suck.
Oh, okay, you blow.
And you eat chicken.
Okay, you spit and swallow.
No.
You don't even know what that means, Josh.
Surely don't.
Okay, you know when a girl comes in your mouth, you swallow it and spit it out. Well, you're really supposed to spit it out, so you nasty, Josh. Real nasty. There you go, you just learned something today.
Surely did.
Oh, okay. Bye, Josh.
Where am I going?
Because I want you to.
I said, where am I going?
Oh, you're hanging out.
To go where?
Oh, my gosh. Josh, hang up. Why is it always you? Why you never hang up? Oh, my gosh.
Okay. I'm going to leave the 2 years to, you know, have your little love conversation.
Sure, Josh.
Okay. I will talk to you to have 5 pints tomorrow.
Okay, Josh.
Bye, Jelly Bean and Mike and Ike.
Bye, Josh.
Bye.
Josh? He didn't even hang up.
I hope he did.
But does it say like he's still connected?
I don't know. It's past 1 hour.
I didn't hear no clip, so you didn't hang up.
Man, I was really playing around with him. Okay. James.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel towards Ivy? Where is she in your life? Where is she in your life?
Now.
If she is anything.
Gosh, I feel bad. It makes me feel sad, like, how me and her turned out and, like, how I got shunned over by her. So, I mean, I don't know where we at.
You got shunned over by her? How you do that?
Yeah.
How did you get shunned over by her?
She started taking interest in not necessarily you, but you know these other new friends she started getting.
So she left you?
Yeah.
So that makes me think of something. Like, I was on the phone with Tori this one time, and she was like, you know, Seth, I don't even want you to talk to any other girl. I mean, you can talk to them, but don't allow them in your life the way I am. Like, don't have no other type of bond. Like, she was like, don't share the type of bond that we have. I was like, yeah, that's true. Because I won't want her, you know, don't let any other girl get on the type of level that I am. I was like, go ahead, Tori. She protected me. Go ahead, Tori. But it was like, I was thinking about that. And if Ivory, don't you know how, did Ivory ever say that she loves you?
Huh?
James, come on.
Oh, so I was banging at the piano. What did you say? Have Ivory ever said that she loved me?
Yeah.
How'd
she say it?
I love you, Boogie, or whatever.
She never said, I love you, James. She never, like, said it, like, serious. Like, I love you.
I mean, she said it while she was laughing.
How'd she say it?
Like, that time on the talk show, and I was like, I love you, Ivy. She was like, I love you too, James.
So that was it?
I'm just using that as an example.
Oh, but do you feel as though she loves you? Honestly.
I don't know. It's switchy. It's on and off for her. I don't know her. It's like now I don't know her emotion. that she might have had head towards me.
It seemed like she just blew away with the wind. Wow.
Mm.
Hey, this time last year, y'all was talking. You and her was talking.
Me and her was going strong. Like, this time, we are still going strong in our friendship. Lasted for a year and a couple of months. Led up to this now.
How'd you know it was going strong? How'd you know? Besides, yeah, you knew that she was only talking to you, but how'd you know it was going strong?
When I say strong, I mean strong, like, unofficial was more like, it was more something, like, we never talk all the time, and, Saturdays, sometimes she would call in the morning, like, around the earliest 11 or whatever, she would just call. It used to just be like that. When I was out on the road with my mother. Last year we was at Pastor Mercer's church. We went down to Virginia. That whole time I was down there, she called. I'm like, that whole time we was talking off on the phone. That's what I mean, like, we was just going strong.
Did she complete you?
Right, because at that time I was doing else I was talking to you.
Does she complete you?
Yeah. I say so.
So she was a good friend, right?
Yeah, she was a good friend.
Was that your best friend?
Yeah. But I think back, me and her really came a long way. Just some little chat session in the chat room on Black Planet. And I really, like, that day I got up, that, like, well, me and her and the leading long-lasting friendship. If I would have knew that, like, if our friendship would have came to this, I would have tried to done everything I could to prevent that from happening.
Jose, let me ask you this. Do you feel as though if it was just same with you, nobody else would have gotten it between the friendship, y'all would still be together?
No, I don't think so. Either it'd be me or her. Either, like, I would meet new people and lose interest for her, or she would have done that to me. But I'm not, I mean, but I could be wrong. Our friendship could still be going strong now. But what I'm saying is, a lot of people's weakness, like, they got a way of, like, taking interest in new people, like, they meet and coming, starting new friendships and shunning their old friendship with the new friendships. It happens.
Wow. I would try my hardest to prevent that from happening to Tori. Like, I know for a fact that if I lose Tori, that's going to scar me. Mm-hmm. My heart. My God, that's going to scar. It's going to leave a mark. Yeah. That's going to leave a mark. But I'm going to try so hard. I'm not going to lose her without a fight. I am not going to. And I dare anybody to take that girl away from me. Oh, my God.
Watch out, Josh.
She told me that she's not even going to talk to any other boy like she does me. And she got a boyfriend. Dang.
Her boyfriend, I remember of that.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, he is?
Yeah,
not to the, you know, just he doesn't know fully about it, but he knows of it. Like he knows about me. He knows who I am. He knows my name.
Jesus.
I'm just worried that I've been in the same place before. Thought the relationship would never end. And all you gotta do is for the wind to blow. One of us just get blown away. We're trying to hold hands. You know, one of us just left off. That'd be bad. You know, I don't want it to happen, but it can happen.
Yeah.
Why you gotta keep getting closer and closer every day. You gotta keep getting closer and closer so you can prepare for that type of stuff. Me and Ivory always just kept fighting and fighting and fighting. And we kept making up.
Yeah.
Just say like that. Huh? Just, think about it now, like all that drama that we went through. It's just gets my nerves. Like, gives me a headache when I think about it because all that stuff that we went through is so unnecessary. Like, wow. I talked to her on the phone the other day. You know that?
You did?
Yeah.
Just recent?
Yeah.
How was that?
I called her. And I just want to see what's up. I just want to check with her. I told her a lot of stuff. I told her that I said sorry for all that stuff happening. I just told her like, all that drama that we went through. It's just, oh my gosh. Like, wow.
Yeah.
I did not need that. I really didn't. I don't know if that was just her or I don't know. But I can't handle Ivory. I could not. I thought I was able to. I can't handle that girl. That girl's too wild for me.
Yeah.
She's too wild.
Mm.
Too many problems. I can't handle that girl. She got a lot of problems going on right now.
Can't handle her either. Nope. She had a lot of stuff going on with her anyway.
I know.
She had a lot.
It just gets my nerves that how close you think you are with somebody. Just one thing seems to happen and just tear you apart. That happens with me. I really don't understand that. I really don't. Like, if we're so close, nothing should come between. No person, no girl, no boy, none of that. This happens. Just anything happens. It just tears apart. You talk, don't talk for about a week. Y'all talk on the phone. Y'all not even close anymore. I'm like, wow, that's all it took? I'm like, wow. I don't understand that. I really don't.
Me neither. You know, when people say friendships last longer than relationships, that's not always true.
But even though you still treat your friends over a relationship, because you're already in a relationship. Can't always get, you don't come by good friends often.
Yeah. Oh, man. So what time is this, Seth?
It is 12:16.
12:16? 12, yeah. All right, I guess we break on to the close. Because, you know, I got to get up and go to school tomorrow morning.
James, what were you going to say?
Hey, I'm going to say that. Okay, you want me to say that?
Sure.
Oh, did you had more to say?
Go ahead, James.
Okay. Okay, well, what I want to say is, this is directed to Kiki. I just hope the best for me and your friendship, you know. I mean, Kiki, you're incredible personality, and you know, I don't know what that might make you think about me or whatever. I know it's an age difference and all, but you know, I don't think age or whatever predicts
people's friendships or whatever. Because friendships and all that is a lot stronger than that. So, basically what I'm saying is, I hope this works out, a friendship. And even though I know you're probably not going to hear this, it just makes me feel good to say this. You know, it makes me have relief and feel good inside to say this and express this. Maybe soon I could express this to you, but now is not the time because we need to give it more time to build up that relationship and our friendship. And so, incredible personality. Incredible enthusiasm, all that you have. Some are very bright. And a lot of times, you don't know, but a lot of times we go off the phone. I actually sit down and laugh about, like, what we might even talk about on the phone. And I do have fun talking to you on the phone. Talking to you on the phone, having them conversations, and I do have fun. I really do. That's one thing you should believe. I do have fun. I don't know if you do, but you seem like you do, Kiki. But even though there's slight differences in between us, like as far as age or whatever, you know, I want our friendship to be able to reach higher mountains and higher mountains, take it to different levels in our friendship and make our friendship into something. And, you know, cause I'm only saying this because I've been in friendships or relationships and I have been taken advantage and abused in them. And also, now it's not very likely for me to choose a lot of friendships and all. But you know, now I just want to give it another try before I completely go into my shell. I just want to give it another try with this friendship we have and this early friendship we are starting with each other. So, Kiki, you're incredible. You are. And if it's possible, this friendship can go on and on and on. That's all I had to say.
Go ahead, James. Tell her to listen to this, James, because you didn't say all that for nothing.
I don't know, but I needed to say it for some reason.
Oh, hey, James. How you feel?
I feel good as that. Relaxed. I feel light. Yeah.
Well, James, how would you feel if I started talking to Kiki and I took it away from you? How does that make you feel towards me?
Not too much against you, mostly her, because that would be the reason. Cause she just because like you're my cousin, and you try to win a friendship with her, well, don't mean she needs to take heed into that and go along with it. Like, even though, like, that'd be wrong on your part and mostly hers. Because, for one, it's family here. And, two, I'm supposed to be the good friend here. So, don't know.
Okay, James, is there anything else you want to say? Because I got to leave the show. I got to say something.
I dedicate my little special little thingy thing, you know. So is there anything else you want to say before you go? I gotta go to school tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay, let me see what else. Kiki, you don't need a boyfriend or any of that to make you feel good or happy or whatever. All you need is a friend, a good friend. A best friend. That's all you need. And it can't take you to extremes. And I just want to offer to you that, for me, that best friend role to play.
Go ahead, James. You're giving her your heart. Go ahead, James. Go ahead, James. Sorry, James. I'm sorry.
And that's all I had to say to you, Kiki.
What's your real name?
Kiara.
Oh,
she don't like to be called Kiara.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know, Kiara. If she do listen to this, she's going to be mad I'm saying Kiara.
Jeez. Sorry, Kiara.
Sorry, Kiara. Kiki.
Well, James, do you love her yet?
Nah, not yet.
Go ahead.
Sorry, Kiki, not yet. But if things keep on going well and all, that love, whoever, it'll develop sooner or later.
Please, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Fucker.
Please. Is all you have to say, James? I think people should know your MySpace by now, so I don't feel like saying all that.
Yeah, they should. I miss that MySpace. I miss it. I'm praying to God that I should be able to get on tomorrow or Saturday, either one of them 2 days. So, like, if Kiki gonna listen to this, I'm not gonna let her listen to the whole show, but I'm like, let her listen to this part.
Yeah.
And, this short part, but I'm saying the computer working and up by then, she probably be hearing this tomorrow or Saturday. I'm hoping and praying to God. Gosh. What do you think about what I've said?
I just don't want to see you get hurt. Like,
yeah.
So many people dedicate their heart on a line. You know, I'm one of them dealing with a person. And some people use that as a weapon against them. They'd be like, so since you love me, you know, you could do this for me. And you feel as though like, oh my God, my love is not a toy. You can't play with my heart like that. That's why some people would be like, you know what? I don't know if I should tell you I love you or not, because you might use it against me in this past relationship. Like, oh my God, Tori does that so much.
Yeah.
It just gets on my nerves to just be like, because so many boys in the past that she dealt with, they made her, you know, they gave her an opinion of, you know, like, every boy's the same. I want to change that. I swear I'm going to change that. I'm going to change our whole mindset of boys, and I want to make it see that no boys, every boy's the same. You know, I just said, just give me one more chance to just try to make you see that, you know, there's one different boy out there that can make you see that, you know, you know, your love actually does mean something in this world. You know, just stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see you, like, sad and stuff, because, you know, if I'm feeling happy, you should feel happy, so. And you can't just go out and just find somebody.
Yeah.
You can't just wait for it to happen around, so it contradicts itself. I don't know. It's weird. So it's a choice that you have to make.
So, yeah, that's what I feel.
Yeah. I don't know. Don't know. This time around. There's so much. I think about it. And there's so many possibilities to where this might go. Like the friendship. I'm like the type of friendship I desire to have with Kiki. I don't know.
So many things can happen. So many things can happen.
So many possibilities. I don't know.
Right. Later on that day, she could not be your friend no more. And you're just talking about it right now. See that?
Mm-hmm.
Something can happen. Somebody can find out. Somebody can see her on my face and be like, Chase, sit this about it. She's screaming at you. You don't know.
Yeah.
Gotta be ready. Chase, let's get ready to end it. I gotta get ready to say my little special thing and end out the show. End out the show with a special word.
Okay.
Oh, Jade, I really appreciate you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. First show in a couple of weeks that have been passed. Okay, I'm great. Go, okay?
All right, Jade.
All right, good night, everybody. I gotta get ready for school in the morning.
All right.
Okay, all right, Seth.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, I'm just going to give a little special word. This is to you, Tori. The way I feel right now, I feel as though... What I feel is, you know, I'm willing to put my life on the line for you. That's the way I feel. And that has to be something. Like, I would die for you, honestly. I would take a bullet for you. I would get stabbed for you. I would do anything. Just for, you know, if you were sad right now, I would die just to see you happy. And that's just me. But, Tori, you mean so much. I mean, you mean, like, so much to me. And I just hate when things happen. You know, like, things that happened to me in the past. Like I was telling Jay, things just happened in the past to me that made me realize it was like, hey, I wasn't even close to that person. He's like, hey, they just got blew away by the wind. You're like, what was that? And Tori, I just pray every time before I go to sleep that you're still going to be in my heart the next day. I just pray nothing happens to you. You go to school every day, I hope nothing happens to you because I'm not there. You're all the way in Oklahoma, freaking in the middle of the United States. I'm on the east side. I can't do nothing but just talk to you on the phone. It makes you feel bad. It does. It makes you feel bad because I can't do nothing. Only day I could just hear how your day was when you come to home with me and tell me how your day was. And that kind of makes me feel bad. But then again, I hope we make it to that one day that we actually do see each other. Because that, I told you, like, when I see you, I'm going to be so nervous because I won't even be able to stop touching you because, you know, you're just going to actually be real. You actually going to be right there. The person who I say I love you to is actually going to be right in front of me for me to say it. And it's going to be so weird. I'm just nervous. Oh, I won't even be able to stop touching you. Like, if you're just walking out, I'm just going to keep my hand in your shoulder because I won't be able to let you go. Like, oh, my gosh. And I wrote this in my blog. I said, the day I'll be able to caress your soul with the touch of my hand, that'll be the day I'll start, you know, my life will start, will have meaning or a purpose. I actually said that, and I mean it to this very day, Tori, and I hope you do listen to this, because I'm not saying this all, you know, just for a waste of my breath. I'm saying it because I mean it. I'm saying it because you actually made a difference in my life. I said that about so many people, and I said, you know, it breaks my heart, because, you know, me being such a nice person, and I have so much love to give. I just, you know, just end it. This is just like that. And I'll be like, gosh, if I love a person, why is it just going to end like that? Love, you know, love shouldn't be just thrown away like a piece of trash. Like, come on now. It's a word. I hope nothing happens. I mean, like I said, you can't prevent fate. And if something is going to happen, it's going to happen. So if anything does happen, just you need to stay in my life because I need you. You know, you say you need me, but I need you more than I need me. I really do because, you know, I just, I just have to look out for you to see that you actually make it, you know. And I have to be there for you when you actually graduate from high school, when you get your license, you know, when you actually get married, even if it's not to me. I just have to be there. Because me knowing that, you know, you reach that level of happiness, it's just like, just going to be in the, just going to be like the happiest moment of my life. I swear, I mean, you know, just me being able to look at you just like, as my baby sister, like, whoa. You know, I mean that, Tori. I actually do mean it. And me being able to lay my life on the line for you, just like, whoa. Just like, kind of knocks me out because I'm saying that. But, like, whoa, I could go ahead, sir. But, Tori, I just want you to know that I love you. I really do. Yeah, I don't throw around that word. When I say I love somebody, I love them. I mean, you, America, you guys heard. You say, like, I love you, Tori Boo Boo. I love you too, Steffi Boo Boo. But then again, you heard me and Ari be like, Asa, I love you. You know, you be like, hi, Steph. Hi, Ari. Then, you know, you heard this, so I don't know, folks. You know, it's kind of like the same thing, but, you know, two different people. But see that insecurity? I don't feel like, I don't like feeling like that, but, you know, hey, what can I do? But, Tori, maybe, hopefully my love for you can overcome that insecurity feeling that I have about you, saying that one day I might lose you one day to some person, or, you know, you might pass away, or I might pass away. I won't be able to be there for you, but this story, if you just have the most valuable thing to me you can give is your love for me and you caring about me. And that's all I want for you. All I want is for you to be happy. All I want. I don't want you to be mad, agitated, because you don't deserve it. You're too beautiful for that. You know? And see, happiness should be the only feeling that you should feel. So, you know, I think I talked enough. This is going to be a long show. If anybody does make it to the end, if you're a guy, if you're a girl, I hope you're blown away with what I just said. That's, I like just poured out my heart on the phone. Oh, okay. Let's see, what time is it? It is 12:35, yes. I had this show at 11:30. It was like, this show is a long show. Is there anything else I want to say? Oh, Tori, I love you. I really do. My Tori Boo Boo, if anybody listening that thinks that's corny, well, oh well, because it's what she is to me. And that will never change. And I dare somebody to take away from me. Never, you know, come on now. That's fine. That's my name. Her name is written all over me. All over this. Okay, just want to end the show with one little quote for y'all to think about. Okay? All right, this is the end. Oh, okay. Here it is. Hold everyone in your life close to your heart. Everyone that is special. Everyone. Know who is special in your life. Never take anybody for granted. Because one day, you might wake up and realize that you lost somebody. No. Wait, hold on. Realize that you have lost a diamond while you were too busy collecting stones. Let me say that again. Hold everyone close to your heart and never take anybody for granted. So appreciate them while they're here. Because one day you might wake up and realize that you lost a diamond while you're too busy collecting the stones. But it's something to think about. Seth Johnson. I am going to sleep. Oh my gosh. I'm so dumb with this show. Like, oh my God. Oh, okay. I'm out.